My presentation this morning focuses on opinions regarding limited liability companies, especially Texas LLCs, delivered to third parties at the closing of transactions. My key point is that a lawyer regarding giving opinions regarding an LLC should be aware that those opinions are different than opinions regarding a corporation. And the lawyer should therefore avoid the temptation to use the developed language and practice of corporate opinions without addressing the differences. During the presentation, I'll make some remarks on examples of typical opinions regarding LLCs. My paper has a more extensive commentary and also has lists of actions, due diligence items, to be taken to support the opinions. Although I won't talk about the due diligence part, I hope that the paper will be helpful if you are ever faced with giving opinions of those kinds. I must acknowledge, however, that the commentary and the lists are my own thoughts and approach. I'm not in charge of the world, even this part of the world. That's right. Because LLC practice is opinion practice isn't really developed yet, we're all, as Cliff said, we're all sort of looking around to see what's there. But I hope to have at least addressed what's the current state of it. The language of opinions regarding corporations and the customary opinion practices that are for giving them have been fairly developed and standardized for a while now.